Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here on your local radio station as we trudge right on to middle part of October already. And Halloween will be here in a couple of weeks. If you have something to share with us, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com.
We love to share what you've got, so dig a little deeper and see what you can send to us. Tri-State Livestock News, they've been around since 1963, and you can get a subscription if you don't already have one. Go to tsln.com. That's Tri-State Livestock News. Go for the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and subscribe on all things livestock industry related. That's where you need to be. It's Tri-State Livestock News, tsln.com. It's what ranchers read.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to plan your next trip to Cherry County, Nebraska. Here in Valentine, with over 300 motel rooms, numerous Airbnbs, hundreds of camping spots, great time to visit in the summertime. But also, how about an ice fishing trip and a stargazing trip in January? Check that one out where the stars are bright. Go to visitvalentine.org.
Okay, I want to go on the record. Mike is not agreeing with this, but we have it, so I probably better share it, okay?
All right.
All right. Why pumpkins are better than men. Every year you get a brand new crop to choose from. No matter what your mood is, pumpkins are always ready to greet you with a smile. And one usually makes a better pie. Why pumpkins are better than men. They're always on the doorstep there waiting for you. And if you don't like the way he looks, you just carve up another face. That's a little rough. If he starts smelling your place up, you can just throw him out. From the start, you know a pumpkin has an empty, mush-filled head to begin with. Oh, that's a little rough. And a pumpkin is turned on, you know, lit up only when you want him to be.
I'm going to have to find something to retaliate.
Yeah. Well, I don't agree with it, so we'll just throw that out there.
I have something that I don't know the author on, but it's called To Be Your Best Self. The good you find in others is in you, too. The faults you find in others are your faults as well. After all, to recognize something, you must know it. The possibilities you see in others are possible for you as well. The beauty you see around you is your beauty. The world around you is a reflection, a mirror showing you the person you are. To change your world, you must change yourself. To blame and complain will only make matters worse. Whatever you care about is your responsibility. What you see in others shows you yourself. See the best in others, and you will be your best. Give to others, and you give to yourself. Appreciate beauty, and you will be beautiful. Admire creativity, and you will be creative. Love, and you will be loved. Seek to understand, and you will be understood. Listen, and your voice will be heard. Show your best face to the mirror, and you'll be happy with the face looking back at you.
Very good. And I have a piece called October. It's by Jenny Klasna. You hug your foggy scarf, ragged patchwork coat, frost-nipped toes. You are a dashing fellow as you scour the hills with ice, set tree chimes chuckling, leaves swirling, choking the voices of the brook. We awake to a diamond-studded morning, trees wrapped in ermine. Such beauty, so fleeting, as the red sun swallows every gem. We are left bereaved, a dreary day. Tomorrow you will return, brushing frescoes in white and silver, catching our breath with your splendor. A little bit of October. And now it's time again for the Valentine Police Blotter. Chief of Police Dana Miller and Administrative Assistant Bobby Johnson put these together for us. They did have an animal complaint. A German Shepherd walks into a propane company. Not sure why the critter needed propane, but I feel that it's likely to take over the world. A dog walks near O'Reilly's. I'm starting to believe it's a conspiracy. The dogs are banding together for evil. A German Shepherd goes to the airport. Not sure why the critter needed to escape, but I feel that the plan to take over the world has been initiated again. Those were some animal complaints. And here's a civil matter. This was a battle royale between landlords and tenants. Seems like one wouldn't want to anger the other because winter is coming. It's very close.
Timing is everything.
Right? That's right.
All right, folks, if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Looking for some Thanksgiving things, some Halloween things yet? Send them to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening to The Good Stuff.